Latte Belly. Occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
I was 13 in the summer of 85 when I first heard the word sabbatical. It's become one of the most important words in my life. I've taken a sabbatical myself this year. Finally, I think it's the first sabbatical I've ever taken, and it's done me the world of good. But I first heard the word used in association with John McEnroe. In 85, he was the world's best player, but it was all falling apart for him. Ivan Lendl was coming up fast on the inside. Borg, I think, had retired by then. McEnroe was struggling. He'd gotten married, and like a lot of individual sportsmen, when they get married, their careers tend to tail off. He got battered by Kevin Curran at Wimbledon in, I think, three straight sets in the quarterfinals in 85. And ever since then, I've always wanted to take a sabbatical, which is what McEnroe did after that, or after the US Open, I think. He disappeared for about a year. He was never the same player again. I always wanted to disappear before returning at some point to the same place and the same people with a new hairstyle. It would probably be longer than before, much longer. I felt it was necessary to return to wherever I was going back to with longer hair to indicate how long I'd been away. And maybe I'd have a different kind of beard or sideburns. Basically, the plan would be to return looking differently, better than before, which is a tall order, I know. I'd look as different as actors often do when a hit TV show returns for a new season. I can identify specific episodes of NYPD Blue just by David Caruso's hair, the gaunt, long-haired guy who appeared in episodes 23 to 26 when scriptwriters absolutely tore his character to shreds in response to his quitting the greatest TV show I've still ever seen back in 94. That's the kind of scenario I'm talking about. Even my character in my imaginary show, Kid Cop, which ran for 13 seasons, a seminal US cop show. Listen to episode 14 of Please Don't Hug Me for more details. Even Kid Cop disappeared for a while, for 8 months back in 88, 89, and returned a bit more mysterious, having attained a black belt in mixed martial arts from scratch. Disappearing always appealed to the side of me that wanted to appear mysterious. It was hard to be mysterious when you grew up in a flat where you all slept in the same room. No mysteries there. I'd have no idea where I'd go, and ideally I'd want somewhere better and more dynamic to return to, maybe than this cafe. I'd also fret that during my absence someone might make me, might take my favourite corner, the blind spot table here, the one by the toilets. And I'd want people around me who'd appreciate the hair on my return. The King of Lazy, Mickey Boyd, my occasional podcast psychic, he's bald, as you know. He does appreciate my hair, to be fair, but not fully. And that, he's too busy being preoccupied with all the great hairstyles fate cruelly denied in the Paul Weller wedge, the Nigel Haythus. I want to be around people who'd appreciate the hair. I want to come back and pimp, people think I've been on a journey. I want that. I'd probably be holed up in some grim self-catering apartment in southern Spain, checking the length of my hair in the mirror every day, be wondering whether it was long enough and different enough for me to return. I'd tell myself to just hold out for another fortnight before booking my flight back. I'd appropriate some new mannerism to indicate I'd undergone a deep process of change. Might be something I knew, something new I'd do with my mouth, a new tick, a new way of stroking my chin, or some new sound I'd emit every now and then to show someone I was listening. It would be something I'd have witnessed on some local guy. I'd know full well none of my friends would ever come out there and discover my latest affectation had been stolen. And until this year, I'd never returned to anyone or anything before. When I think of some of the fantastic hairstyles I developed over the years, it pains me to think I never once made a fleeting return to a place or to someone to show them just how good my hair was and remind them that I was worth missing. Even Jobs would have thought, he's a shit administrator, but look at the hair, we have to bring him back. Whatever he was on, offer him more. And shares, give him whatever he wants. Returning to the last job, at the end of last year, the first time I ever returned to any of my now almost 200 jobs, that was the first time I ever returned somewhere. I regretted that I found myself in a situation, when I had no choice but to return, and I regretted being back there every day. My other regret, though, was that owing to the bad situation I found myself in during the 6 weeks out of work towards the end of last year, that I wasn't able to return with a new hairstyle. It was my first ever return to anything, and it saddened me that my then, desperate situation, that's what it was, had denied me the opportunity to return looking different. I felt cheated. I'm just a man having a coffee.